Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 1-2-1-0. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light.
For my wind shall blow in such power that it shall carry you to thresholds that you've never been to before. It'll cause you to soar way above the storms, above the problems, above the circumstances, above the situations. And your eyes shall be like the eyes of an eagle, and they shall be fastened upon me and upon my word. And the world shall look, and they shall know, and they shall flock unto you. They shall flee from the false. They shall flee from the dead and the dying, and they shall come unto you. For there shall be life where you are at. There shall be life, and that more abundantly."
The Lord says, "Be as a raft that flows upon the stream of life, that flows upon the waters of life. And though the way is rough at times, though the way is very difficult at times, I say unto you that he that stays upon my word will not be destroyed. For I call you into remembrance the great difficult time that Noah had, and yet the raft stayed upon the waters. I say unto you, this is a greater time than that, and a greater opportunity than that, though it be like that time. All those who will come to my word and trust me will escape the judgment that I have for those who turn away from my word and turn away from life and have chosen death as their destiny. For behold, says the Lord, I am the river of life. He that would come unto me shall not be ashamed. He that cometh unto me shall be safe, secure, and shall be sound during the time of great judgment. Trust my word, for those who trust me shall not be ashamed, and those who trust me shall understand. For I say unto you again, a great and difficult time is coming, and only those who trust me will survive that difficult time. Only those that trust me shall be safe, secure, and sound. Run to my voice and trust me. Look not at the natural circumstance and respond, but trust me, and you will be safe, says the Lord.
Yea, saith the Lord, wake up. Wake up, my children, for the hour of judgment is near. The hour of the time of every knee bending and bowing to me is close now. Soon, yes, very soon, you will see the signs that tell of the coming of my Son, saith God. I say to you now, turn, turn to me, saith God. Turn from the ways that you have accepted from the world and turn back to me. For I cannot accept the world's ways, saith the Lord, for they are not my ways, and they cannot be a part of my kingdom. So turn ye now to me, saith God.
Welcome to the Signs of the Times International Shortwave Radio Program, heard also via the Internet and on my website, www.neaiga.org. This program and over 260 more can be listened to on that website over and over again, free, or downloaded free as an MP3 file, right into your own computer. This program reaches 100 countries and 250,000 people monthly around the world through both the Internet and shortwave radio, with up-to-date prophecy news behind the news. Though this is not a breaking news program, it does compare, interestingly, Bible prophecy with today's events. This is your host, Brother Johnson, called by God's own voice to be his watchman, just like in biblical times. Do you see the signs of the times that are happening all around you right now? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, verse 3, "O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? And that verse, my friends, is where the name of this program originated, by decree of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But can ye not discern, he said, the signs of the times? Jesus also said in Revelation chapter 3, verses 11 through 13, Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man can take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Then John says in Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 3, About the holy city, And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. Amen. What a promise. Glory to God. Did you know amen means so be it? Well, all this watchman can say is so be it. Now let's listen to a message by Pastor Evans titled, The Last Days Are Here.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Interesting things are taking place. The more we listen to God, the more we watch the news and read the newspaper, we see all these things that are coming to pass, just like Jesus said. We realize and recognize that the last days are not coming, they are here.
Amen.
We're living in them. Things that are happening right now have never happened before together in any time in history, and we're seeing it. And sometimes we think we're going to escape all this. And sometimes we hear preaching that we're going to win the whole world and hand it over to Jesus when he comes. But the problem is I can't find it in my Bible.
That's right.
So let me tell you what I do find. Jeremiah 14:26. It says, This is the purpose which is purpose of the whole earth. And this is my hand that is stretched out upon all nations. Now how many nations was that? That includes the United States of America. We don't get out of it.
Right.
It says all nations. We're not going to run away from it. We can't hide from it. The only way we can be safe is by abiding in Jesus Christ as our Lord.
Yes.
By serving him with all of our heart.
Yes.
Now over in Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, verse 11, Though I make a full end of all nations when I've scattered thee, yet I will not make a full end of thee. He's talking to God's people there.
Yes.
He said, I'm going to make an end to all nations. Like I said, that includes us here. I don't know where you're at, but if that includes the United States of America, it definitely includes you, wherever you're at.
Amen.
But he's not talking to his people. We can read you a scripture verse where he promises us he'll not pour his wrath out upon us. The world will see his wrath. We're living in that time. Matter of fact, they're living in a time right now when they're searching for the man of peace more than ever. They want to know where he is. Who's going to drop this peace treaty? It's going to cause peace over there in Israel and the other places of the world. Where is he? They want him. Well, they don't realize they're asking for the Antichrist. They're looking for the Antichrist. They think he'll come with all the answers. The God that's down, that's Satan.
That's right.
That's his kingdom. Oh, he may have a kingdom in the air at the moment, but pretty soon he's not going to have that kingdom either.
Right.
Glory. I'll tell you, things are taking place.
Amen.
And we need to know our God. We need to believe him. We need to trust him. They said that we've lost over 70% of all of our crops here in the United States because of the drought. You know, some people don't even know there's a drought going on.
That's right.
And then they got some sicknesses. They were showing them on television that's baffling the doctors. They don't even know what they are. They don't even know where they come from. Well, God told us that we're going to see those things, those end time signs.
That's right.
But they're not for His people. People say, how can I be safe from these things?
That's
Receive
right.
Jesus Christ as your Lord.
Amen.
Make Him the Lord of your life.
Amen.
This is how we're safe. This is how we're going to be safe from all these terrible things that are going to take place on the face of the earth. I mean, it's too late to try to stop all this nuclear warfare. Too many countries have already got it. So if you're dependent on getting away from that, you never will. You need to know Jesus Christ. He'll keep you safe from all that.
Yes.
He'll protect you and watch over you and keep you safe. Here's another scripture verse. Think about this. He says in Micah 5:15, I will execute vengeance in anger and fury upon the nation. None of them are exempt from this. Such as they have not ever heard about. This is what's coming. This is not for God's people. So we're trying to talk to you today in case you don't know God.
Amen.
You're wondering how to get rid of this, how to get away from it, how not to face it. Make Jesus Christ your Lord.
Yes.
Ask Him into your heart. Begin to read your Bible. Find a church that believes the Word of God. Ezekiel 39:21. And all the nations shall see my judgment. Hello, America. Did you hear that?
Amen.
And all the nations. America, are you one of the nations? You're going to see God's judgment. Just like the rest of the world, you're going to see it. But there is a way of escape. His name is Jesus.
Yes.
God sent Him to die that you and I could have life and have more abundantly. He said, I'll take you out of here. And we're not going out necessarily in the time that many people are preaching about. But we're going to go out before the wrath of God is poured out. I mean, that's an assurance to us. That's our hope.
Yes.
You read in the Bible about our hope. What is our hope? The second coming of Christ. If Jesus Christ doesn't come back for His church, we've believed a lie. Oh, we've enjoyed every minute of it, but it was all a lie. But we know it's not a lie.
Amen.
And we know that Jesus Christ is coming because we can read our Bible. We see all the signs.
Amen.
But I told people 30 years ago that Israel would have war with Lebanon. You say, how'd you know? Because part of the land up there belonged to them. They never took it back. You know, we say, well, give back land, Israel. Well, you better read your Bible. God gave them that land.
Yes.
And God's going to cause that warfare to continue in hopes that Israel will wake up.
That's right.
And realize their Messiah's already come.
Amen.
You know, those of us that have received Jesus Christ, we can read the Word. We can see what's happening. I thank God I'm not over there. I wouldn't want to live in that area where you don't know one minute from the next if something's going to blow up in front of you, beside you, or on top of you. I know God could take me safely through, don't get me wrong. And if I was there, I'd have peace. You say, how would you have peace? Well, Jesus said, I've given you perfect peace.
Yeah.
Not like the world gives, but I've given you my peace. And when we got His peace, we've really got peace.
Yeah.
We can walk in the full assurance that we're going to go when the catching away or the rapture or whatever you want to call it, the church takes place.
Amen.
And the worst part for them is the Holy Ghost is going to go with us.
Yes.
What are they going to do when we go? The power of God's not going to be here. It's not going to be a good time. I'd advise you to receive Jesus Christ right now if you don't know Him.
Yes.
It's not a time to play church anymore.
Amen.
It's not a time to sit around and wonder if this is all true.
Amen.
Take the chance.
Yes.
I mean, what have you got to lose? If this is true, you go with us. If it's all a lie, then you'll still be here with us. We know it's going to take place. We know it's not a lie.
Amen.
So receive Jesus Christ this day. This is why we put on this radio broadcast.
Amen.
To warn you about the things that are coming. To tell you what God has said. To give you the truth. Try to help you to get out of this world with us. Have you ever seen the cost of living go up so fast in all your life? I mean, just skyrocketing. Yeah, and with the drought that went on this fall, you can expect higher prices yet in the store.
Right.
And just about the time you think they got this oil crisis settled, look at the ship they just lost out there to sea. And look what happened up to Alaska. I mean, that pushes the prices back up. God told us the only way we're ever going to see the prices stabilize is when the Antichrist, did you hear that? When the Antichrist brings his peace treaty and stabilizes it for a short time.
Amen.
Know what the Word says. God's trying to help you. He's trying to reach out to you. You look on the news, you see everything that the Bible says happening here and happening there. Israel's got more enemies right now than she's ever had in all of her life. I think half of America hates her anymore. The whole world seems to be turning against her. Did you know that was an end time sign?
Absolutely.
And sometimes they hate us Christians. And we're the only ones that are supporting them. We're the only ones that are praying for them. We're the only ones that are interceding for them. Because we know. We know what's happening. We know that God loves them just like He loves us. He wants them saved just like we're saved. So if you're a Jewish brother or sister out there and you're hearing this broadcast, realize your Messiah's already come. His name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When you do see Him and He comes back again, it's going to be when you see the nail prints in His hand and where the sword went into His side.
Yes.
Don't wait till that time. Receive Him as Lord now. And when the bombs begin to fall, and they will fall, when Russia marches down against Israel and taking part of that land, and Japan and China come from other directions, and you see the European army coming down into the battle that they talk about, don't wait around for that. Know Jesus Christ is your Lord and your Savior. Be part of the army that comes back from heaven to stop all that.
Amen.
Don't listen to those people that are lying to you, saying you're going through this time and hand the whole world over to Jesus on a silver platter, all one. It's a lie. I mean, if it wasn't a lie, I would be preaching that gospel with all my heart. I'd be doing everything that I could to get other people to believe it. But it's not in the Bible. The Bible says there's a point of the time that God's taking His church out.
Right.
And we're almost there.
Right. Yeah.
I don't believe we have 10 years. I don't believe we have 7 years.
Right.
It's close.
Very.
It's very close. So why don't you just settle it today? Just receive Jesus Christ as your Lord. Make Him the Lord of your life.
Yeah.
Ask Him today. It's easy. Just say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. Father, forgive me. Jesus, come into my heart. You don't have to have a long prayer.
Yeah.
Make it very simple. My Bible says He hears you. And He responds. And if you do that, you know where Jesus is? He's in your heart. And if the bombs fall tomorrow, so what? Glory. And if you call me on the phone and I'm not here, you know I'm gone with the church.
Amen.
So don't wait until then. We put this program out to help you to get into the kingdom of God and remain there. Father, we thank You that Your word never goes out and returns void. We thank You for all that You've done and all that You're yet going to do. And we give unto You all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now, the prophecy news behind the news. Researchers recreate SARS virus. Researchers at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and Vanderbilt University Medical Center have synthetically reconstructed the bat variant of the SARS coronavirus that caused the SARS epidemic of 2003. The scientists say designing and synthesizing the virus is a major step forward in their ability to find effective vaccines and treatments for any strain of SARS virus that might affect humans in the future. Watchman comment, what? What about the danger of it getting loose in America? My, my, my. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Continuing, when financial depression leads to war, just as the Great Depression of the 1930s eventually led to war, this report will discuss a similar pattern on the distant horizon. It is not that financial woes themselves lead to a collapse of a nation that has never happened, but rather that those conditions embolden predators to conquer nations that are in a weakened financial state. In this case, the entire West is becoming vulnerable to conflict due to the unilateral intervention of USA neocons who have fostered on the nations in the name of democracy. Watchman comment. And by the way, this nation was never founded as a democracy. It was founded as a republic. And our founders meant it to be that, not a democracy. And here we are spreading democracy, which is nothing but socialism, all around the world. Do you see how far we've gotten from where the founders had put us? My. Continuing. The so-called fall of communism never happened at all. It was a carefully crafted deception. Even in satellite states like Poland and Romania, Soviet agents masqueraded as anti-communists and waited for the command from Moscow to take over and begin the charade of independence. In Russia, the real communist leaders who controlled Gorbachev shed their secret positions of power and used state loans to help them buy up all industries in Russia. Thus, infamous rulers were born and are even now manipulating Putin and Medvedev to create a new conflict with the West as Russia reemerges in military strength. Western intelligence and their globalist masters knew that the fall of communism was a deception, but covered up for it, having their own purpose in fomenting a future war. Thus, in these times of deepening recession, and maybe even depression, we will see ourselves drawn into yet more conflicts created behind the scenes to force the hand of the reluctant change agents like the newly elected United States President, Lord Barack Hussein Obama. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 3. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. This is an interesting one. In the USA, food giveaway canceled after 40,000 show up. A second day of field gleaning at a Prattville area farm canceled because an unexpected crowd of 40,000 people picked the farm clean a day before. Chris Miller says they expected between 5,000 and 10,000 people to show up to collect free potatoes, carrots, and leeks left in the field after harvesting. Instead, cars snaked around cornfields, backed up more than 2 miles. Overwhelmed is putting it mildly, Miller said. People obviously need food. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25c. Speaking of the Antichrist, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and dividing of time. Continuing. Vigilant Sealed 09, a cover for illegal domestic operations. On November 17th, U.S. Northern Command, NORTHCOM, and the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, concluded Vigilant Shield 09, described in a press release as a training exercise focused on homeland defense and civil support. The rapid expanding of the U.S. military in domestic civil operations and the breadth and scope of NORTHCON training exercises are troubling, to say the least. And so it is, as America breathlessly awaits the dawning of the Obama new change regime. And I do mean regime. I don't mean government. I mean regime. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and the fools hate knowledge. Continuing, Washington state voters legalized physician-assisted suicide. Proponents were ecstatic. The measure had faced opposition from the Washington State Medical Association, the Roman Catholic Church, right-to-life groups, and disability rights activists who foresee assisted suicide as a final solution for containing the cost of medical services to the poor and disabled. In their literature and TV ads, supporters ignored issues raised by disability groups and played on public fears that religious leaders want to impose their moral views on you, and routinely dismissed opponents' arguments as lies, and it worked. My. They'll buy the lie, but they won't buy the truth of the Bible. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 8. He that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail. Continuing. New York City churches ordered not to shelter the homeless. New York City officials have ordered 22 New York City churches to stop providing beds to homeless people. The churches must obey a city rule requiring faith-based shelters to be open at least 5 days a week or not at all. Hundreds of people now won't have a place to sleep. Watchman comment, Obama is not even in office yet, and the leftist enemies of Christ are already emboldened. Is this the beginning of the end? My. I can tell you this much, the last day signs, the end times, They sure are here. Continuing, invasive Arizona Department of Public Safety database. Every plate is photographed, timestamped, labeled on a GPS map, and automatically logged into an Arizona Department of Public Safety database. An electronic voice alerts police to stolen vehicles within seconds after they pass, giving them the ability to make quick arrests. In the past 2 years, the technology has been lauded as more than a tool to thwart car thieves. DPS claims its program has the potential to intercept violent criminals and Amber Alert suspects, though lawmakers and activists raise questions about invasion of privacy for average citizens whose plates are also scanned. By the way, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Are you ready for this? Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. My, the end times, aren't they here? Continuing, you won't believe this one. Rats in Africa have been trained to use their sensitive noses for the benefit of humankind by sniffing out landmines and diagnosing tuberculosis, of all things. The rats involved in finding landmines in Mozambique have been bred to the size of raccoons. My. Oh, boy, what if these things get loose upon the earth? You remember back when they bred a muskrat-type animal, what they call the Nutra, which was like 4 or 5 times the size of a muskrat? And now they're breeding these rats to the size of raccoons? Do you know what happened? The Nutra got loose in the population from the farms, and they started tunneling into dams and river dikes and the like. My. What will these rats do if they get into the population? In Tanzania, trained rats sniff sputum samples at 4 medical clinics. The rats have found more than 300 cases of TB that had not been diagnosed by medical staff. Isaiah chapter 24, verse 6. Therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men are left. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. Watchman Shofar, you are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. I will be evaluating which days and times stay on the air after the first of the year. So if you have a day and time you would like to stay on the air, please call and tell me that day and time. 1-607-201-5663. That will help keep it on the air. An offering will help even more. Please pray about it, my friends. No love gift is too small. Then write signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, New York, 13797, USA. You may also call that number, 1-607-201-5663, to record your prayer requests, blessings, and comments. Negative or positive, just go ahead, 24/7, 365. That's a voicemail available all the time. Repeating the address to send your love gifts, tithes, or offerings. Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. Also, please go to my website to email me. www.neaiga.org, or to read the daily text updates like you heard on this program. There are over 260 free audio files for you to listen to on the website or download them free. Just go to neaiga.org. And then click on the scrolling line at the top of most of the pages. That will take you to the page that's updated daily, and it also has MP3 files there for you to listen to or download. Thank you for listening. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, speaking my simple but very urgent message to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Until then, Maranatha, my good friends, Jesus and I love you, and Jesus is coming back soon. Are you ready to love him back? Hallelujah, I sure am. Amen. Watchman's ending, Shofar. prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.